Catholics. I want to welcome each one to this part of the service, and it's good to have you all here. Glad to have our visitors here with us. I was very blessed by the service this far, the Sunday school study on Esther. There's so much in there. The sovereignty of God and His ways of working is such a blessing. Also, was to think of that, we've got one of Uncle Benny's daughters here. It's good to have you here, your husband. And I had to think that verse that Kyle quoted was, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And whenever Uncle Benny is here, I don't know if he did that at home, but that is a verse he always starts out with. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And isn't that why we're here? That's the reason we can have joy. That's the reason we can have hope. This morning, I'd like to, for a devotional, I'd like to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 16. I'm going to read verses 13 through 19. I was asked to, this coming weekend, to go over to Oklahoma to help with an ordination there. And the one of my assignments there is a message on addicted to service. So you're going to hear a few thoughts that I've been thinking about that. Addicted to service. And if you have any thoughts on that, on this passage, I would welcome your input. So just a few, I'm going to read this passage and give a few thoughts. 1 Corinthians 16, 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanus, that is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that ye submit yourselves unto such, and to everyone that helpeth us and laboreth. I'm glad of the coming of Stephanus and Fortunatus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house. So if we think of a little bit about this one phrase, they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Now I'm going to, we were visiting in Ohio, year ago, a little over a year, I'm not sure, anyway, somewhere, something like that. We had a church there, and the one that was having the devotional, he said, studies show that you can't keep, most people can't keep their mind on one track for a minute. Your mind wanders. You think of one thing and just stay there. So I'd like for you to try that for 30 seconds. I forgot my watch this morning, but I can see that hand back there. So think for 30 seconds. We're just going to be quiet, and you think, does someone come to your mind when you think of this commendation that the apostle gave the house of Stephanus? Just think for that. We won't ask for any names, but 30 seconds. Would somebody come to your mind present day that the apostle Paul could say that about? They have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Okay, we'll start now. Seconds is a long time when you're sitting here, isn't it? How many of you kept your mind right on that? And a name comes to your mind, or names come to your mind, hopefully names. Now, let's do that again, maybe not for quite that long. And and think of it, we'll do it for half that time. Could the Apostle Paul say that about me? Let's each ask ourselves that question. Could the Apostle Paul say that about me, that you have addicted yourself to the ministry of the saints? And if you think about that, what comes to your mind? What do you think about when you think of that? One commentator said that they have disposed and devoted themselves to serve the saints, to do service to the saints. He said it's not necessarily meant in speaking or as we think about preaching, but simply in helping, assisting them on all occasions, both in their temporal and spiritual concerns. The family of Stephanas seems to have been a family of rank and importance in those parts, and yet they willingly offered themselves to this service. So it seems like the family of Stephanas there were the first or of the first converts in the region of the city of Corinth. As we look at the way the apostle commends them there, you know, what a blessing they were and continued to be. You know, they were church builders. They were those that were following the instructions given in verses 13 and 14 there. Watch ye, stand fast, quit you like men, be strong, let all your things be done with charity. You know, the church at Corinth had serious problems. And they weren't using a hammer to kill a fly or a mouse or whatever you want to put. They were working to try to bring this together, to try to build the church. They were intent on building the church. You know, the gospel message was so real to them that it flowed from them. They were addicted to. You know, we don't generally get a good feeling with that word, addiction. It's not something, most times we wouldn't think of that in a positive way. And we could say, some other versions say devoted to. But I think it comes out stronger than that in this, that actual sense is not used, it's only used once or twice, I think, in the New Testament, the way it was given there. It's a sense that we have a drive. It's something that is, there's something at the end that we want. When you think of an addiction, we think of negative habits, alcohol, tobacco, drugs. And those all typically start maybe with something being cool or the end thing, or somebody kind of gets drug into it. But it grabs its victim, and finally there is a pull that is hard to get away from. You know, many addicts once had a bright future, but they went down one step at a time. And finally, you know, they feel like they can't get out of it. You know, we can be addicted to coffee, media, many things that can fall into that category of an addiction. But you know, in anything that is an addiction, there's a pull or there is a high, a reward, something at the end. In social media, you know, there's a lot of followers can be something that gives somebody a high. You know, that knowing that there's a whole bunch of clicks on whatever you're putting out there. So if it's reward that causes a man to become addicted to something, then how much more should we as believers become addicted to the ministry? You know, the joy in seeing a changed life, the joy in seeing someone find a reason to live, the peace, the change of countenance that comes when a person finds Christ, finds true peace. You know, what a blessing it should be to be able to share the love of God, the glorious truth of the gospel. And maybe this, we think of this ministry as a little different than being a missionary. But you know, I don't think we can separate them. The one that is, who is addicted to the ministry is also a missionary. He's going to use every opportunity he has to share. And what greater testimony is there? You know, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples if ye have love one to another. What a testimony. You know, thinking of missionary, some recently, I think Brother Dale shared this here. I can't say exactly because I've heard him in different places, Brother Dale Heisey. But it seems like it was here, so you can correct me if it wasn't. Somebody posted a link to it, and I listened to a little part of it here recently. But in the prayer that whoever had the devotional before Dale got up, they prayed for those on the mission field, those for the missionaries. And Brother Dale gets up and he says, so when the brother prayed for the missionaries, was he praying for you? Who all's included in that? Missionary. Was he praying for you? In other words, are you a missionary? And he said, if he wasn't, we could just stop right here. He said, we better all be missionaries. And that prayer, it should extend to everybody. And that thought challenged me again. You know, am I a missionary? And am I, the thought I'd like to leave with us, are we addicted to service, to the ministry? So this time, let's maybe stand together for prayer.